Amanda Harrington, hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited to have this chat. You are, well, you're many things, but you are the creator of, let's just be honest about this, my favourite, current favourite, because I obviously don't want to alienate people. But your tanning products are incredible, a new discovery of mine, and I am just in awe of what you've created.
Gosh, thank you. Thank you so much. That means a lot, because it took so many years to do. So I'm really grateful for that. Thank you.
Oh, that's nice to know. So you've been in the beauty industry for a long time, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I've been, I would say probably 21, 22 years now. I'm a bit old. So I started young. So I started when I was 18.
Wowzers. That's really young in terms of being able to get a foothold.
I think I was one of the lucky ones. And I was, I was always told, I was lucky because I was told that I had to work really hard if I wanted to be in this industry. And I hooked that. I hooked onto it and I thought, okay, well, I'm just going to work really hard then. And that's what I did. And it was a makeup artist at the BBC who was about 65. And she just said, if you want to make this, you just have to keep on going. I was like, okay, I'm just going to keep on going. So I started young and then I came out the other side. And most people don't, as you well know. Mm-hmm. So I was, I just kind of got my head down and got into colour.
Got into colour.
Yeah.
So did you start off, that advice was from a makeup artist. Did you start off as a makeup artist?
Yes, I still do makeup. But I started, so I was painting, like my dad. My dad was a painter. So, and I still paint. But I was going down the art school route. So I went to art school. And I, on the side, was doing anything I could do. I was doing Catherine Cookson's work experience. I was doing, I was on film premieres. I was doing everything I possibly could to get into the makeup world. So while studying to be an artist, I then fell in love with actually doing art on the body. And so became, I went to Australia, studied body painting, which was far less taboo then. And, you would have remembered it. You would have seen it on like Robbie Williams videos. It was like body painting was a real thing.
Did you do the one on Brett Anderson from Suede?
No, I didn't. But my God, I love that. That was such an inspiration. But I did body painting. Then I went on Bond, Tomb Raider, did all of the 3D body work. So I was doing abs forever.
Wait, does this mean you've drawn Daniel Craig's abs on his body for him?
Well,
you can't say.
Do you know what? I've got so many NDAs and it's really boring, but I've seen lots of beautiful bods. And lots of beautiful bods, but that doesn't matter to me because it's all one big canvas and I don't look at bodies one way or the other. I really don't. People are like, oh my God, I don't want to get my body out because you've seen, oh, well, I wish I could say, but you know, like whoever. And I'd be like, that, I just don't even recognize that. That doesn't, I look at things in shapes and forms and I make it better.
Well, so,
yeah.
Well, it makes perfect sense because the reason why I recently discovered Amanda Harrington Tan and I've started using it, and I think one of the reasons why I like it so much is because it is, because it's done with brushes.
Yes.
You can sculpt.
Yes.
And that's so, so clever.
Well, you'll get it more than most. It's because, you know, you work with brushes. So it's the same. It's sort of, I was going down the artistry route. I then went fully into makeup, editorial, body painting. And then my family got hit with some skin cancer, which was very, you know, like, you know, my blood, my core family. And I thought, what can I do about that? How can I subtly deliver a message about fake tanning and safe sun and skin health and skin awareness. And I was 24 at the time. So instead of gooning around the world with bands and making people look amazing on stage, I thought, you know what, I'm going to just try and hone in on this and create something and make a part of the industry better, because tanning for me is still in the dark ages. You know, it's the formulas have improved, but the technique never did. So right. It's almost like the makeup industry improved dramatically. That has just gone completely 360 from versus 2002, for instance. But the tanning, for me, hasn't. It's still very 2D, flat, full of alcohol, vapors, toxic sprays. You can't control it. You can't shade it. What can you shade with? You can shade with a brush. Mm. What am I doing with the face? I'm shading and I'm sculpting. I'm elevating, I'm lifting, I'm curving, contouring, dark, light, blah. I'm doing it with the body when I'm painting. So why am I not doing it with tanning?
I love it.
So it's, you know, because, you know, you'd see it at OK or hello. You'd see the red carpet. You'd see from the neck down, they were mahogany and flat. They look like mahogany wardrobes walking down the red carpet, but their face would be a completely different color and look amazing.
Yeah.
I'd be like, can we just discuss this? We've got to. Yeah. So I went on sort of a little bit of a life's mission to change it. So that's what you're experiencing now, is the new technique for me.
Well, it is my current, like, it's one of the things I've discovered in the last couple of months, so I'm just evangelical about it. But it was kind of a tangent, because obviously you're on the show to talk about your feel-good habits.
Yes, sorry.
And I'm wondering if no, it's fine. I'm wondering if any of them are informed. I love the idea that a makeup artist said to you right at the start, you better work. Like, if you want to keep going, keep working, work really hard. I'm wondering if that's trickled through into the habits that you've got for me.
Probably. I mean, I'm just thinking about the amount of sort of burnouts I had over the period of 22 years because I worked so hard.
And see, because well, that to me is why you need feel good habits, so that you can get top of burnout.
Completely. And actually, you're so right, Emma, because only in the last 5 years have I learnt. Now, there's two reasons why I had to learn this. One was a burnout, major burnout 5 years ago, because I am a workaholic, but also a creative workaholic. Mm. Those two, that combination is deadly if you don't get it balanced out. Mm. And you've got to, and actually, I see so many creators because of my job, and because I mentor a big team of freelancers with Impala, which is my first company that I started 15 years ago. So there's hairdressers, makeup artists, nail techs, you know, and they're all ages. So they've all come into the industry at different times. But some of them get, we all do the same. We're givers. Why do we do what we do? Because we're givers. So we're giving to clients, and we're not protecting.
Right, yeah.
We have not got that sort of white quartz crystal curtain up the whole time. You know, we haven't. We haven't got our invisible mirror up. We are sponging in subconsciously. So, yes, there is a big part of what I'm about to tell you is a life lesson of what I've learned helps me.
I love it. Let's go.
So I think, just going on from the giving, I suppose it's then how can you restore? And what I found helped was, if I was giving all week, which is what we do, I'm with clients, I'm in bathrooms, I'm in bedrooms, I'm in other people's worlds, I'm on planes, I'm traveling, and I'm just, my output is big. So the weekends become the solace, and they become very, I've become quite introverted, and I will do the simplest thing and the most restorative thing that I do, it's really gay, is just go and be in the woods. Because I find the woods the most comforting place on earth. I think it's the canopy of trees. I feel like they have this certain energy. And I suppose that's where tree hugging comes from. I don't know. But I just think it's unbelievable what they can give you with your dogs. And you're just, that's incredibly restorative. And I will do that religiously at the weekends. The other thing I do is paint. And because of lockdown, so many people are painting. Because it's it counterbalances anxiety, because you're having to focus and you're having to, you know, it's creation, it's hand creation, hand to paper, hand to body, hand to whatever it is. You are creating something beautiful with colour. And you can get the most amazing paint by numbers now. So I don't care if you can't draw a cat. You can just choose the colour and put it next to a number. If you're logistical and you want to, that's how you see art. Doesn't matter how you see art. But at the end, you've got something really quite beautiful. So that also is something that is, I find incredibly calming to do. And we've all got the time at the moment to do that. What else do I like doing? I generally like mentoring people. I like making people feel better. I do this on two levels. So I can't do it at the moment because A, we're on lockdown, but also I'm pregnant, so I can't sort of be with them. But I cook for Glassdoor, which is the homeless charity, every Friday night. And actually just having service as part of your life is so important.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Because you may be tired, and I always think on a Friday night, oh, have I got the energy to go and cook and and give back? Yes, you bloody want. Sorry. Yes, you do. I was going to swear, but yes, you do. And you just giving for however many hours it is a week, that's that restorative feel that comes over you. It just makes me feel alive again. I'm just like, oh, great. I could climb a mountain now. Because you've done service, and service is so important. Sort of completes me a bit. So, and I know that I... Sorry.
it's a nice way, if you've talked about your weekends are your own and that they're your solace, is a nice way to end a week. Because it sounds like it stops you ending the week feeling burnt out. It leaves you ending the week feeling uplifted, which obviously probably informs how positive the weekend feels.
100%. Because if I'm, you know, my clients are everything to me. And the way that they feel after I've created some sort of mega bronze goddess out of them in an hour or whatever, you know, that peacock effect that they get, that addiction that they feel to looking good, which I am obsessed with. I think it's amazing. And the transformation in their energy and their sort of, you know, they're almost like curved birds. And then suddenly this peacock effect comes within an hour. And I'm like, oh my God, I am so lucky that I can do that to you. That's awesome. And, you know, they're sort of looking at themselves naked in the mirror. And I'm like, oh my God, the body, the celebration of your body right there, that's captured in my mind. And it makes me cry every single time. It's so weird. It's amazing. My hair stand on end because I'm like, God, you look good. You look really good, which I love.
And it's also, I like that transformation moment too, because as much as it's about the work you've put in, it's about their state of mind and how they carry themselves. Yeah.
That's all I care about. I don't care about what I've done. I mean, I'm just part of the process. But you're absolutely right. Ending on a Friday night and giving back instead of taking and taking everything on board from the week and going, oh, I really need a walk in the woods. You've mind shifted yourself on a Friday night by cooking garlic bread for 40 people, whatever I'm doing, you know? So, as I said, it's just kind of a combination of odd things that complete me and make me feel good. The other one is that I find really interesting is I know that everyone's sort of on their different supplements now, and supplements are a really big thing. And it's a minefield, actually, this world of what should you take. And everyone has their formulas, and you know, and I like that we're coming into this 360 aspect of skincare, fitness, wellness. You know, it's all coming into balance, which is an amazing conversation. But there are things that work and things that don't, and I think for me, my magic formula is making sure that the gut is healthy in order for the brain to be healthy. Because if the gut's not healthy, that brain will burn out very quickly, mentally, and also just as an organ, it burns out. So longevity comes with you focusing on gut health. And also peptides are very, very interesting. So instead of the slightly different...
Peptides, not for the gut though, right?
Peptides, so I'm just going to talk about two things. So gut health and then a combination of peptides. So gut health you can achieve quite quickly with a course of... You know, you've heard of SimProof?
Yes.
Okay, so I haven't done SimProof. I've put a couple of people on SimProof, but I do kefir, but very, very, very strong farm kefir, which sits in goat's milk, so not in cow's milk. Mm-hmm. And it sits in goat's milk. And a nutritionist told me about it about 5 years ago when I was really struggling. And the transformation in my brain was so rapid that I just oh my God, this is the best thing in the world, because it's completely cleaned my entire microbiome, my system. And fingers crossed, touch wood, I haven't had any illness for 5 years.
Where did you get your kefir? I mean,
well, it's cool. I get it from Chuckling Goat. And it's a farm, and it's sort of 45 quid for a month's supply of hideous fizzy feta that you're going to loathe me for. But it is genius. And your skin, your eyes, everything transforms.
Interesting.
So that is key.
Okay.
And I defy anyone who doesn't actually feel the benefits of it. I'm putting my whole self on the Chuckling Goat line, to be honest. And then peptides. So peptides are really, really interesting. They are not vitamins. They are working on organ health and amino acids. So they're working on repairing organs. So instead of vitamins where they make you feel better, they are, you know, their absorption is sort of day by day, if that makes sense. Peptides are working over a longer period of time. So you can focus on fertility with peptides. You can focus on hormones with peptides. You can focus on, if you've boozed out all summer, you can focus on your liver with peptides, and it will cure whatever you need, and brain function, etc. I mean, I'll bore you to tears with my peptide chat.
But because obviously I talk about skincare a lot, I hear peptides, I immediately think of Nadine Bagger.
Completely, because they're tiny cells that form, and they are always, it's absolutely right, they're incredible for skin. So if you're taking peptides for internal organs, your skin is out of control good.
So you can take peptides as a supplement?
Hell yeah, I take quite a few, yeah. But you can have peptides. I think there's powders. There's lots of ways to take them. But that combination of gut and peptide is winning.
So that's basically sort of like cleaning house from the inside out.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll have to get you to send me the links to these so that I can put them in the show notes for listeners.
I will, because, you know, I think everyone's really savvy with skincare now, which I'm so happy about. It's just reminding everyone that it's not all about external.
It is,
we know this, it's common sense, but it's all about internal. You know, why do people get spots on their cheeks? Probably the gut. Probably. You know, it's like, why do you get spots on your forehead? Stress. If you sort the gut out, they'll go too, because they're on your forehead, and that will sort the brain out. So it's just that kind of education.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like it very much. These are great good habits.
Teaching you stuff. So those are my habits, really.
I love them. Working from the inside out, working from the outside in, all very, very good habits. And now, are you going to relax for the rest of your pregnancy? Chill out? Are you feeling like you just want to chill out for a bit and stop working?
Stop working, yes. So this will be a really interesting test, because having said to you that I've been working since I was 18, never really had any time off. I mean, they all know that at work. You know, they're like, man, so you never even take a holiday. But actually, because of the balance of my week, I don't ever feel I need it anymore. Right. I don't get to the point where I'm like, I'm desperate for a beach, because it's all in line now. But having a baby will completely throw me into another dimension, which is awesome. But will my brain still be thinking about work 100%? My name's on the bottle or something. You know, it's never, they're going to be like, you know, I can't just ditch and run. But I have, it's going really well. So And I'll just, you know, I'll tan the baby the minute it gets out. DHA well, fingers.
Well, you're only a month away now, really, aren't you? Month, 6 weeks.
Yeah. So yes.
Have an incredible rest of your pregnancy. And when you have the baby, and I think crucially, when you're in the market for a glass of rosé, you should do this again. You should come back and we should have a bigger conversation about your career and creating your brand, actually. And I just, and also obviously off tape, I'll have to find out exactly who you've had your mitts on.
I know, you look quite envious about those mitts, I have to say.
I know, I can imagine. All right, thank you so much for being here.
Pleasure, and anything I can recommend, I will. If you, you know, I'll give you the links to things that I've just found really useful.
Perfect, and I'll put those in the show notes. So listeners, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, I'd like to find out more about those peptides, about those probiotics, about anything that we've discussed, the links will be in the show notes because Amanda's very kindly going to send those over.
But Amanda, you want any woods that you need to go and walk in, talk to me. I mean, Woodland Trust here, I can tell you.
Oh, really? That's another great one. Maybe we can do some Harrington branded chill out walks. You have an app. Here's a Harrington route that must chill you out.
I'd love to do that with everyone. Just Piper everyone down to the woods.
Oh, in order to chill them out. How lovely. Yeah. I like that. I'll be on that one. Get my wellies out. All right. Thank you so much.